CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The 2024 federal budget targets Canada's highest earners with new taxes in order to help offset billions in new spending to enhance the country's housing supply and social supports. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland's budget outlines how the Liberals will allocate $39.2 billion in net new spending over 6 years while upholding intended fiscal guardrails. One of the main ways the Liberals are planning to bring in new revenue is by asking Canada's very wealthiest to pay more. The budget, titled Fairness for Every Generation, notes that federal public debt charges are on track to balloon to over $64 billion in 2028-2029. The federal deficit is projected to be $39.8 billion for 2024-2025. A 54-year-old Brussels resident was in shock when she checked her Lotto 649 ticket and learned she won $5 million. Connie Terpstra was having coffee with her husband when she decided to check her tickets and realized she won the classic jackpot from the April 3rd, 2024 draw. She says it still doesn't feel real. Connie plans to pay some bills, share her win with her children and grandchildren, and put the rest into savings for retirement. A new private member's bill on growing agritourism was tabled by Perth Wellington MPP Matthew Ray. The act will try to remove barriers to investment and provide consistency across Ontario's agritourism programs. Ray says it will create guidelines for farm properties to follow to ensure they don't face liability issues.
So ensuring that there is consistency across all of our providers around that, if they choose to do so. If they choose not to, that is their choice, but then they're still open to any liability action as well. For example, a twisted ankle because the land is uneven, but this act would then ensure that we're protecting our agritourism providers from those potential liabilities if they follow the recommendations set out in the act itself.
Ray says to benefit from the protections of the act, agritourism operators will need to use signs or waivers to clearly communicate to customers and visitors the inherent risks and dangers that can be found on farms. The town of Hanover is encouraging residents to join the efforts to make a lasting impact on their environment. The town has organized a variety of events marking Earth Week. Spokesperson Brandon Dobson says a community cleanup is being organized.
On April 21st, so we're going to be asking volunteers to meet at the P&H Center at 1 p.m., and volunteers should expect anywhere from about an hour to an hour and a half worth of their volunteer time. We will give them a map of an area around town, which we ask that they collect any litter that they see throughout that area.
On Monday, April 22nd, Earth Day, Hanover will invite residents to join in a zero waste challenge. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Toronto Maple Leafs down south for a two-game trip through Florida to end the regular season. A possible playoff series preview tonight against the Panthers, although if Florida grabs a couple of points, they can still overtake the Boston Bruins for top spot in the Atlantic. Hear this game live on AM 920 CKNX. Broadcast begins at 7. Hanover Barons on another off day today. They're back on the ice tomorrow night in a game you can hear live on CKNX. Barons up 2-1 on the Alliston Hornets in the PJHL North Conference Final, looking to become the first Pulock Division team to win three games against a Carruthers opponent since the PJHL formed back in 2016. Toronto Blue Jays looking to win another series. They've won two straight and looking for more against the Yankees. Yusei Kikuchi takes the ball for the Birds. First pitch shortly after 7. Glenn Howard has retired. The four-time Brier champion says his son Scott will take over skipping on their team as they look to find a new member to take over for the now 61-year-old. And Rory McIlroy says he will play the PGA Tour for the rest of his career, emphatically denying a move to LIV Golf is imminent. English news outlet City AM reported via two sources that the Saudi-backed startup and McIlroy were close on a deal worth almost $850 million. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Increasingly cloudy overnight with a low near 6. For tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain beginning early in the morning, bringing up to 10 millimeters, east winds gusting to 50 and a high of 12. Tomorrow night, some showers, possibly thunderstorms, could bring 10 to 20 more millimeters of rainfall. Fog patches developing and a low of 9. For Thursday, cloudy with the chance of showers, high 13. And on Friday, showers with a high of 12.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.